Interiors advice on Talk About in association with Boyles of Killorglum, the home of quality.
Listen, Amanda, we're going to talk a bit about wallpaper this month, which I think is a great topic. Can I ask you, first of all, did wallpaper kind of come into style and then go out of style for a while? And if so, is it back in again?
It did indeed, and I suppose it's like lots of interior elements. They come and go, similar to different furniture pieces. Wallpaper is kind of that transient trend that comes and goes, but it's very much alive and kicking. And certainly I'm seeing over the last 6-7 months, clients are looking for wallpaper more and more. And I've been to some lovely new house builds over the last couple of weeks and some new renovation projects, and they're all considering some shape and form of wallpaper, be it in their hallway, in a little box bedroom, to zone an office that's maybe a multifunctional room. They're looking at it more and more in bathroom spaces, actually, which is really interesting, particularly your toilet, your little downstairs toilet and sink, where, you know, you could really add some character to that room by adding a bold print of a wallpaper in there, or certainly a porch area when you're coming into your house, or a boot room is a really good one as well to add some interest. And they're going for oversized patterns in those areas rather than small ditzy patterns, little floral patterns, which we would have looked at traditionally for smaller areas in the past.
Yeah.
So very much alive and kicking.
And how does it compare with paint, we'll say, cost-wise? If you're coming into a new build and you're trying to decide whether to use paint or wallpaper?
Yeah, so again, they're looking at wallpaper for very selected areas. They're not looking at wallpapering the whole house, every single room in the house. It's very much curated little areas that they're looking for. So typically, if it's a period home, they will be looking at more wallpaper because perhaps the walls behind the wallpaper are uneven. And in that case, it's going to be it's much more cost effective in that case to wallpaper again rather than get the whole house replastered. So period and older homes, they are definitely looking at wallpaper. But certainly for new builds, it's really looking at areas like downstairs toilets, office spaces, maybe the wall behind the bedroom, in bathrooms. In hallways are a big one as well, where they're paneling and they're using wallpaper above. So the cost, you know, you can compare cost depending on the quality of the paint. And normally I would advise people to always go with a washable paint for everywhere in the home because you'll get longevity. Wallpaper won't give you as much longevity, but it depends totally on where you put it.
Yeah, exactly. What about the type of walls, Amanda? Are there some types of walls in older houses, maybe, for example, that aren't conducive to wallpaper that you'd be better off to paint? Or can you pretty much wallpaper any wall?
You can wallpaper any wall, and we would always recommend, actually, that's why a lot of the farmhouses years ago, if you inherited a farmhouse or you're renovating a farmhouse currently and you're really looking at the walls, so they might have maybe 5, 6, 7 different layers of wallpaper plus a lining layer, and then when you eventually get back to the walls, they're going to be uneven because the plaster finish wasn't as good as what it is today. So for period homes and for older homes, absolutely, I would say stay with your wallpapering unless you're doing a massive retrofit and you're getting all the heating and the plumbing redone and all the wiring, where you can justify replastering the walls, so then you can take paint. But yes, a lot of the older homes are still sticking with the wallpaper.
Now, are you better off to get a professional to do it or to do it yourself? I mean, it looks easy, but I'd imagine it probably isn't.
It's tricky. It's tricky. I certainly wouldn't attempt it myself. I think it's a huge learning curve. Unless you've been wallpapering since day dot, then you'll be a pro at this stage. But there's lots of little hints and tips that you can do. I mean, prepping your walls, similar to when you're painting your walls, is key. Removing your wallpaper, ideally, is advised rather than wallpapering over wallpaper. You can use liner paper to help you with that. But it's quite tricky, particularly if your pattern is quite detailed. It's obviously lining up that pattern on the wall and cutting it and measuring it. So it's quite time consuming. I'd certainly have a room painted in a day before I would attempt wallpapering. But in saying that, they're using smaller areas for wallpaper. So typically in a house that I'm seeing at the moment, they're using an awful lot of wall panelling, you know, your tongue and groove wall panelling or your big block wall panelling at the moment with your MDF on the lower half of the wall, maybe bring the panelling up to your elbow height. And then they're doing maybe a section of about 3 feet max of wallpaper from there to the ceiling. So it's not a huge area to delve into yourself there rather than a whole room. You know, or if it's one wall, I would probably give a one wall a go. But a whole room is a different story. I definitely would seek the professionals for that.
Okay. And I mean, I presume it's just, you mentioned preparing the wall, first of all. I mean, obviously you'd have to scrape off any existing wallpaper. But let's say your walls are just readily painted already or have been painted for some time. Do you need to do anything else to the wall before you'd wallpaper them?
No. That's perfect to go, providing, you know, the wallpaper surface is, if the wall itself is smooth and it doesn't have any holes or cracks, you know, give it a good clean down and then you're ready for pasting and attaching on wallpaper. So that's an easy one to do, you know.
Do most painters do wallpaper as well?
Very little do, actually. Very little. It's a service that's quite niche. But it depends on the job. If it's a smaller job, a painter will do it. If it's a larger job, you'd be looking at more of a specialist person that would be doing that. But your painter would be the first port of call to ask, really, for a recommendation if they don't do it themselves, because they'll always know somebody in the trade that does do it.
Mm. Now, I know that when people are thinking about, we'll say, painting a room, Amanda, you always recommend, you've said it before, that you maybe get a sample of the paint and put it up on the wall and see how it looks and kind of give yourself a chance to get used to it. Would you recommend doing something similar with wallpaper?
Exactly the same prep. So a lot of the wallpaper companies, and actually Boyles have a fantastic range of wallpaper from Ryan Wall Coverings. They cover all the brands like Clark & Clark, Saucony, Sanderson, amazing mural companies as well, which you might have seen in the image behind the sofa, that image that we have up on Facebook at the moment. That's a mural, the lovely floral one. Yes, most of those will give you, if you contact them directly, they will send you an A4 sample of the wallpaper that you that you're interested in doing. And I'd always recommend that, because you really need to look at the size, the function and the scale of your room. It's great if it's a square room, then most patterns will work, but if there's any tricky alcoves or architectural features that perhaps, you know, if you're having birds or parrots, your parrot could look a little bit skewways on an angled wall. It's not going to look great. Or the trend at the moment is that people are putting massive botanical prints onto the upper half of the wall, maybe above the picture rail and into the ceiling, actually. And ideally, you need a big print for that, a big pattern that's going to look okay upside down as well as it is vertically or horizontally on a wall. So that's, you know, to be careful of that. Not every pattern will work on a ceiling.
Yeah, and you know, with the big botanical prints, Amanda, and I've seen some of them that you sent on to us, and I saw some online as well, I think you either love them or hate them, because there's no middle ground. I mean, I personally, I think they look fabulous. But you could just imagine somebody could absolutely hate them as well. So maybe it's tread true. Carefully.
Yep. It is. It's very trend focused at the moment. And, you know, like the trend for bathrooms at the moment is almost taking your wallpaper pattern onto a tile. You know, you just need to be careful with bathroom spaces. Number one, the ventilation has to be really good in there. And I know in the new builds, they have a new air purifying system in there where your condensation from your shower and your bath actually filters out of the room straight away. It doesn't rest on the wall, so therefore you could possibly put a wallpaper in there. But you just need to be careful, because once it's on the wall, it's not that it's permanent, but it's not as easy to change as what paint is. You know, paint is a really versatile and very cost-effective way to do your interior space quite quickly, where wallpaper isn't, particularly if you've got a professional to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, we've got some questions for you, Amanda.
All the half-price outdoor cushions are gone. They're gone.
Interiors advice on Talk About, in association with Boyles of Killorglan, the home of quality.
Amanda, just to continue our chat about wallpaper, a trend that was around for a while is just to wallpaper one room in the house and paint the others. Is that more of a thing for bedrooms, or could it be done in any room?
Could be done anywhere, actually. I'm seeing loads of wallpaper requests for hallways now. If you've got a big hallway, wallpaper with wooden paneling, and maybe the stairs painted in a vibrant color to pick up one of the colors in the wallpaper, and your skirtings and your architraves, and possibly a pop of another color from another color on the wallpaper, could create a lovely impact as your entrance to your hallway. You know, that's the first room you see coming into the house. It's quite a nice area to make an impact. Wallpaper, I'm seeing a lot of it in multifunctional rooms, where a room may be a sitting room and you don't have that luxury of having an office or a studio space if you're working hybrid or working remotely at home. Wallpaper is a really nice idea there to zone that space for your little office corner in a dark colour would be lovely. So that just generates a really nice flow in that room, and it's telling everybody that that's your little office space in that area, and it's kind of sectioning it off from the rest of the areas. Another lovely one, and of course we're seeing it in bedrooms on one wall, usually behind the bed actually is usually where we're seeing it. Another area would be your bathroom, so your toilet and your sink, that little area there as well, or a porch area or a boot room. It certainly wouldn't be everywhere.
Mm. I was looking online when I knew you were going to be talking about this, Amanda, and a big trend, it seems, is for 2023 is using wallpaper as art. You know, again, having one wall that has a real arty sort of, almost like a portrait. Well, not a portrait, but a painting, if you like, on the wall, but it's actually wallpaper.
It is indeed. And the perfect example of that is the lovely image I sent you on with the sofa, the beautiful sofa and the lovely floral mural that's right behind the sofa. That's called mural wallpaper. So again, and there are companies who do that. And again, Boyles have lovely examples of those in store. But that would be a mural or a damask you're looking for. So you would need to give the full measurements of that wall. So it might be behind the bed, it might be behind the sofa, it might be in a reading room or a little reading nook, and you want a corner with a mural. And the murals can be really realistic, actually, because I've seen a lovely one recently in a little library in a house, and it had lovely library books in a bookshelf, and I thought it was real, but it was actually a mural wallpaper behind the little lovely leather chair that they read in a little nook in that room. It was very clever. So again, ideally, those murals work really well on a wall that has no interruption. So no doors, no windows. You would need a full straight length of a wall for there.
And by the way, just to let listeners know that if you want to have a look at some of the wallpaper trends that Amanda is talking about, they're up on the Talk About Facebook page since this morning, so do have a look at that. Just to interrupt you for a moment, Amanda, we've just have some traffic news that the Gardaí are keen that we share with listeners. There's been a minor crash on the main Tralee Castle Island Road, the N21, about 2 miles outside Castle Island. Gardaí are on the way, but people should slow down if they're travelling that route and avoid it if at all possible. So that's just 2 miles outside Castle Island on the main Tralee Castle Island Road, the N21. There's been a crash there. That's all we know for now, but do avoid it, or at least slow down if you're in the area. Amanda, are you ready for some questions?
I am indeed, yes.
Listener says, my hall is very narrow both ways. Would wallpaper that you paint over be nice? And my hall is dark enough already, says that listener.
Okay, so what I would recommend with a long, narrow and dark hallway is you could use the ceiling. The ceiling would be a lovely area for, I probably wouldn't use, well, you could put wallpaper on the ceiling, or you could paint it a nice dark colour. So as it's probably dark, it's probably got no natural sunlight coming in, so it's probably north-facing. So in this case, why don't you embrace that it is north-facing and make your hallway quite dark and moody coming in, and you can always elevate the space with some really lovely lighting in that area. But I probably wouldn't recommend wallpapering the walls, okay, because that's going to make it even narrower, particularly if you go with a large print, you're going to feel as if you're walking into a cave. I would use the ceiling. If you have a long run of a ceiling, you could put a dark colour on the ceiling or a dark wallpaper pattern on the ceiling that obviously looks good upside down. Pick up some of the colours that are in that wallpaper, and you could certainly do your skirtings and architraves the dark colour to match the dark colour on the ceiling or one of the vibrant colours that are in the wallpaper pattern. And then keep your walls quite neutral. So a really good warm grey would be Oyster Bed from Colour Trend or Romney Wool from Dulux, the Heritage range. They would be really good to open up the walls, but then do pops of colour on your skirtings, your architraves, and then do a nice pop of colour on your ceiling.
Lister says, is there any paint that could be put on tiles on a bathroom floor that would make them non-slip?
No. The answer to that is no. Remember, a bathroom floor now is accessible to lots of water, particularly when you're coming out of the shower and out of the bath. So we wouldn't recommend painting floor tiles in general, because it's going to be abrasive from walking on. So if even if you apply paint onto that, it's going to come off and chip anyway with wear and tear on your floor tiles. You can paint wall tiles in a bathroom by using a Dulux Trade Super Grip Primer or your Zinsser Bin Primer directly over the tiles and grout, and then you can use a water-based satinwood or a water-based high gloss two coats over the tiles, but that's wall tiles only. It wouldn't be floor tiles.
Two more wallpaper questions, which we'll finish on, Amanda. A texter says, can you have stone wallpaper with a book wallpaper above it?
I probably would say that contrast would be too much. There's two different things going on there. The stone wallpaper is probably going to be quite textured, and then the book wallpaper is going to be quite flat. So when you are mixing wallpapers, so it's called mixing up and layering wallpaper, you're better off layering two wallpapers of the same pattern, but two different colours. So hopefully that listener will understand what I'm saying by that. But I wouldn't go with two totally different wallpapers there. They won't work.
Another listener says, now this is kind of a longish query, but I think the question at the end of it is quite simple. This caller has an old style small bathroom with half paint, half wood finish on the walls, and there's a tiled area over the bath and shower. The tiles have a rustic surface and are cream in colour with a border tile which has a delicate green, orange and rust flower. At the moment, the bathroom woodwork is painted a green colour and the walls are a sunny orange colour, but our caller wants to wallpaper the walls with a complimentary paint on the woodwork, and she's wondering if you have any suggestions. She says her bathroom accessories are white and she's willing to change the flooring too. Now, I know that's a lot of detail to take in, Amanda.
No, that's okay. So I gather what she's talking about. So yeah, she can paint the woodwork a lovely vibrant paint colour to match in with her tiles that work around the bath shower area. And what I would do is take those colours, so they're your starting point because they're staying, take a photograph of those, and I will be back in store next Thursday, which is the 13th of July, from 12 until 4 p.m. in Boyles, and I'd be happy to go through some wallpapers with that lady. But what I'd be suggesting is her tiles are going to set the theme for the wallpaper pattern that she selects for there. But definitely, if that room has ventilation, as in if it has a good window that you can leave open when you are having the shower or the bath, you can wallpaper over the wooden panelling. Okay? So, so I think that could work.
Okay, I just have two more ones that came in late, Amanda. So if you could answer them kind of briefly, as briefly as you could. Texter says, what colours would Amanda recommend for a dormer bungalow with white windows and a small amount of greyish stone and a wine-coloured door?
Okay, so you could look at the weather shield, Hulux weather shield goose wing, which is a true grey, or winter's tail, which is a lighter grey. Both of those are very good greys with grey stone.
Okay, and finally, a listener wants to know, what type of paint could she use to paint a ceramic table lamp? Oh, that's a very specific
ceramic
question.
Ceramic table lamp. Yeah, that's so. First of all, you're going to have to get a primer that will work over ceramic. So if it's similar to the ceramic tiles that would be in a bathroom, you probably would get away with either the Tulux Trade Super Grip Primer. So you have to create an adhesion on the ceramic lamp first, and then, or your Zinsser bin primer would probably work. And then you could actually use a water-based satin wood if you want a flatter finish, or water-based gloss. There's lots of colours you can pick in that to coordinate with your room.
Very good. Now, before we let you go, just remind us again, you're in Boyles of Killargan next week, Amanda?
I'm in Boyles, yes, next Thursday, the 13th of July, from 12 until 4 p.m. And, be happy to look at everybody's interior and exterior projects next week, whoever wants to come in.
And bring your photos.
Bring your photos and bring your tiles, your flooring, any samples that you may have, and we can look at, and I can help you as much as I can.
Ah, excellent. Well, listen, Amanda, I think you've definitely made me and probably a lot of other people think twice about wallpaper this afternoon. So it was lovely to chat to you, and great advice as always for anyone planning a little bit of decorating. Amanda, thanks a million. We'll chat to you again next month.
That's super, Deirdre. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Talk About on Radio Kerry. Brought to you in association with Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill.